This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
There's a lot of things to go through with this man, as he is a very important piece to the success of the Atlanta Braves. He is one of the fan favorites. His old school approach, blending in with the new school guys, is a beautiful thing to watch, and it's beautiful to have him now here in the locker room as we're joined by Braves third base coach Ron Washington, who joins us via the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Good morning, Ron. Thank you for joining us here on The Fan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want to get right to it. I mean, old school and new school have to clash now in baseball. The first thing I wanted to get to you about is the line between aggressiveness and maybe being a little too anxious running the base paths. We have some guys clearly that can go first to third, first to home, and we've seen some stop signs that are run through and some guys take some chances to be safe, be out. Where is the line between aggressiveness and guys going a little bit too fast in a game when you're trying to score as many runs as you can?
Well, the line between aggressiveness and what you're talking about is preparation, making certain that everything that as a base runner, you have already checked the box them, and then all you have to do is react. And then if they do everything they're supposed to do, it's easy for you to make a call. And sometimes you make that call, and it looks like that call is incorrect, and that call ends up getting us runs. And they said, oh, he's lucky. No, he's not lucky. He was prepared, and that's why you accomplish what you accomplish. There's no perfection in the game of baseball, but the perfection is in your preparation, being prepared for every scenario. And if you're ready for every scenario, you can be aggressive, and things usually work out for you.
So is it one of those things where if you're going to run through a Ron Washington stop sign, you better get home? Or otherwise, you better have a really good why as to why you did it?
No. A lot of times when they run through my stop sign, if you would look back, they were safe. Not too many times they ran through my stop sign, they got blowed up. Yeah, they got blowed up a few times, but not too many times. So my thing then when I get to the dugout is I let the player know he's smarter than me.
Braves third base coach.
Leave it at that.
Ron Washington joining us here in the locker room on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM, live from Northport in spring training.
But Ron, you talk about preparation. Most of these guys have played baseball since a very young age. When you get them down to spring training in Northport, what are some of the things that you work on to help them prepare for 162 games?
We get out on the field and we go through every scenario that could possibly happen. We go through the preparation part before the pitch is made. We try to make certain that we cover everything. And it comes into the thing of you crossing T's and dotting I's. And that's what spring training is for. So when it gets real, there's really no excuses. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I make a call and it ends up wrong, I made a bad call. That's the end of it. You know. And if I have to take flack for it, I take flack for it. So when they make a bad call or they make a bad decision, we have a conversation. That's a learning moment, a teaching moment. And we have a conversation about what we should have been thinking, what we should have done, and we move on. But if you're going to – I think in the game of baseball, you have to constantly preach aggressiveness. If you're not going to preach aggressiveness and you're going to preach tentative, then a lot of things are going to happen on the bad side. But if you preach aggressiveness – and you're consistent in your preaching of that aggressiveness, usually good things come out of that.
With the bases being a couple of inches bigger, does that lead to more aggressiveness? Can you see a guy swiping an extra bag or 10 maybe throughout the year?
Well, I don't think it's going to just lead to you swiping an extra bag simply because the bags are bigger. You still have to do your homework. You still have to be tuned into what the pitcher is doing that will give you an opportunity to get a jump. And because the bases are a little bigger, where it might have been bang, bang, yeah, you'd be in there. And the only reason you made it in there, because you took care of your homework. You was on a key, and you got that key, and you took that key. It's going to help, it should help base running getting from one base to the next, because they're a little bigger. Now you can gain a half a step. You might even gain an extra step simply because of the size of the bag. But you still can't run and get it on the top of the bag. You got to keep cutting corners. So, see, there's also the little things that you have to remember to do to make what you're trying to do to be successful. So the thought processes don't change. Even though the bag has changed, even though the bag is bigger, you still got to get your key. You still got to get your jump. You still have to cut the bag.
It's going to affect everybody, pitchers, coaches, base runners, batters. But speeding up the game, what do you think the impact ultimately will be with the pitch clock and how it impacts what goes on at the plate and players maybe moving a little bit more quickly?
Again, we go back to preparation. It's preparation. Pitchers got to be a little more conscious of what they're doing because they can only throw over the first base twice. And I guarantee you will see a pitcher forget. He will forget that he engaged. He will forget that he had engaged the bag because of the emotions in the moment. So I think it's great. I think once we start to doing it down here in spring training, it will become the norm, just like it is right now before they started putting the rules in. There's always changes, and the changes mean that there will be some hiccups. But because there are hiccups, don't mean that you fight the change. And the whole process is they're trying to stop the fans from sitting in the stands for 3.5-4 hours. So, and that way they can continually to get fans to come because they're enjoying it, and it's a pace that they can handle.
Ron, how have you been able to adapt with the new school as far as, you know, coaching? I hear the coach Nick McMillan with the Hawks saying that it's hard for him to kind of coach this generation. How have you been able to adapt being in coaching for over 20 years?
Adjustments. The game of baseball is about adjustment, and I just keep adjusting. That's all. I'm not changing my ideals. I'm not changing who I am. I'm not changing how I go about my business, but I'm willing to adjust. I'm willing to adjust. And if what I have to adjust to makes sense, why fight it? That's the way I look at it. I'm the same guy. I'm going to be the same guy. I'm going to go about my business the same way I've always went about my business. But if I have to make an adjustment for something, I'm not going to fight that. I'm going to make the adjustment. It's not going to take away from who I am and what I do. That's how I go about my business.
And lastly, Ron, your thoughts on the group of coaches and manager Brian Snitker. I mean, you've been a manager, and just the baseball acumen that you have with Eric Young and Snit and you and the other coaches, you know, what does that bring in? What is the advantage of that as the grind of the baseball season goes on for everybody? But what advantage do you think that provides you guys being winners 5 straight years of the NL East?
Well, it brings experience. You know, it brings credibility. We speak, they listen. And the thing is, I think the one thing that we do, and I'm not saying other coaches on other staffs don't do it, is we allow our players to have some say-so in what we're trying to get them to do. So it's always a learning process. You know, they invest it. As long as they know that they are invested, it helps you when you're trying to get them to accomplish something. You've got to let whomever you're working with be invested in it. You're the smart guy. They're the guy that's trying to learn. But you never know when they're going to say something that smartens you up, too. So when you're working with people, there should be two people learning, not just one. Not just me as the coach. The player should be learning. I should be learning from the player. I got to learn what the player, what I can give to the player to make him a better player. And he has to absorb my experience, my wisdom, and my knowledge. So as long as you allow the player to be a part of what you're trying to do, and that's being invested in it, you don't have any issue. And I think that's what we do well over here in Atlanta.
Well, Ron, we thank you for your time. We know you guys are going to be excited for the first game. We'd love to get you on again. And you guys look like you are having the fun you need to do, get the work in you need to get in. And it certainly is going to be exciting to see you guys when you get to the regular season.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday. Get started. Get some juices flowing. See where our mistakes are. See how we can correct them. So by the time opening day comes, the Atlanta Braves will be ready to roam.
And there it is. We look forward to talking to you down the road. We appreciate your time, Ron.
Well, appreciate you. Thank you.
Atlanta Braves third base coach Ron Washington joining us live from Northport, Florida via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.